This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch for part two of the Morning Farm Show in just a few minutes. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 567¾, down 11½. May wheat ended at 574¾, down 11½. July wheat ended at 581¼, down 12. March corn yesterday ended the day at 425¾, down 5¾. May corn ended at 433½, down 6. July corn 440½, down 5¾. March soybeans yesterday ended the day at 1318, up 11. May beans ended at 1297½, up 9¼. July beans ended at 1281¼, up 8½. March soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 434.50, up 44. May meal 419.10, up 37. And July meal ended the day at $410, up 32. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 37.99, up 23. May oil 38.33, up 23. July oil 38.71, up 24. March oats yesterday ended the day at 393, up 2¾. May oats ended at 345½, up a half. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Corn and wheat values were cut today because of technical trading, and soybeans found substantial gains from demand, especially with exports. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn prices at 5 cents lower at 403 to 416. Soybean bids were 11 cents higher at 1295 to 1323. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower at 398 to 423, and soybean bids were 11 cents higher at 1318 to 1343. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 to 8 cents lower at 412 to 422. Soybean bids were 11 to 17 cents higher at 1328 to 1377. Wheat bids were steady to 11 cents lower at 553 to 601. Now on to the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids. They were 11 cents higher at 1328 to 1353. The basis was steady at 10 to 35 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $474.50 to $479.50 per ton, and that was $4.40 higher, with the basis steady at 40 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 4 to 6 cents lower at 428 to 433. The basis was steady to 2 cents higher at 2 to 7 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 4 to 6 cents lower at 411 to 422, with the basis steady to 2 cents higher at 4 to 15 under the March. Soybeans ended 8 to 10 cents higher at 1346 to 1365, with the basis 1 to 3 cents lower at 28 to 47 over the March. New crop wheat prices were down 12 cents at 556 to 566, with the basis steady at 15 to 25 under the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 cents lower at 441 to 442. These elevators raised their soybean prices 9 to 10 cents, with quotations of 1388 to 1390. Soft wheat closed 11 to 12 cents lower at $6 to 608. Milo ended 6 cents lower at 475 to 476. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 405 to 416, and soybeans 1067 to 1088. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 405 to 426, and soybeans 1080 to 11.04. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 4.09 to 4.31, and soybeans 10.83 to 11.17. Soft wheat ended at 5.37 up to 5.57. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Wednesday, February hogs ended the day at 86.60, up 60. April hogs, 91.55, up 87. May hogs, 99.22, up 47. February cattle yesterday ended the day at 139.42, up $1.77. April cattle, 138.95, up $1.15. June cattle, 131.12, up 82. January feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 169.40, up 80. March feeders, 168.02, up $1.20. And April feeders, 168.87, up 90. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 15th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.45 higher in the range of $74 to $78.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $76.62. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were $2 to $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were $48 to $55, 4 to 5 weights $50 to $61, 5 to 550 weights $54 to $63, and 550 and up $55 to $64. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 up to $55. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 14,487 head. And now from the Fairview Sale Barn Auction Report for Tuesday, January 14th, they had receipts of 889 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 135 to 142. Select and choice steers were 124, and select steers were 128.50 to 135. Choice slaughter heifers were 143.75 to 142, and select and choice heifers were 131.50 to 136. On to the slaughter cows, premiums were bringing 100 to 114.50, breakers 80.50 to 85, boners 70 to 75, and leans were 60 to 65. Now on to United Producers Auction at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 894 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they're 134 to 140.75. Select and choice were 125 to 133. Holstein steers choice were 122.25 to 130. And choice slaughter heifers were 134 to 140. Now from the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 139 to 142 and on a dress basis at 223 to 225. Heifers on a live basis traded at 140 to 142 and on a dress basis 220 to 223. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 513 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $84.96, and that was 94 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $224.62, and that was $3.58 higher, with select carcasses at $221.91, and that was $2.56 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000, which compared to 115,000 last week and 125,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 429,000, that compared to 425,000 last week and 427,000 a year ago. Now for the United Producers Hay Auction, they had receipts of 430 bales. And starting with the mixed grass, good quality, they were bringing $3 to $4.25, and wheat straw was $1.50 to $2.50. Now, the opening report for the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 962 head. Steers and heifers were $1 to $2 higher. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing $1.32 to $1.41. And choice Holstein steers were untested. Choice slaughter heifers were $1.33 to $1.40. And select and choice were $1.30 to $1.32. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $4.21. For February, $4.25. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $4.12. And for February, $4.16. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $13.57. And for February, $13.47. And wheat delivered to Scottville for January, $5.72. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $4.21, corn at Scottville, $4.12, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $13.57, and wheat at Scottville, $5.72.
The House passed a $1.1 trillion spending bill by a vote of 359-67 yesterday. This agreement restores federal spending levels set during the final years of the George W. Bush administration and also restores nearly $20 billion of funding to the Pentagon budget while mandating more spending cuts at domestic agencies. The measure now will move to the Senate and is expected to be passed easily before going to President Obama to be signed. Last night was the annual Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District meeting. Dan Towery, president of Ag Conservation Solutions in Lafayette, Indiana, was the guest speaker of the evening, there to talk about cover crops and soil improvement. Towery stressed that he sees a lot of change in the future of soil conservation.
Well, we've kind of been on this, whereas we're seeing the no-till acres increase, and now in the past 5 years or so, the interest in use of cover crops, and especially combining that with a no-till operation. It's all about making our soils healthier, making them more resilient to extreme weather events, trying to do all that we can to weatherproof our soils.
Towery said the goal of farmers should be making their soil work for them rather than working for their soil.
Most people look at soil as being inert objects just there to anchor the roots. Well, in fact, there's millions upon millions of different types of microbes in the soil. And in fact, we could not exist without those microbes. They're responsible for our granular soil structure, improving our aggregate stability. They are very important in our nutrient cycling. They're very important as increasing the moisture holding capacity. So in other words, if we can, kind of like the old Army slogan, you know, be all that you can be. If through management we can improve some of these soil properties, then if it turns hot and dry in August, for example, we can actually look at some fairly significant yield gains. Past couple of years, we've seen in 2012 with the big drought, we saw a 30, 40 bushel yield increase in corn. Last year wasn't nearly as bad. We had some good yields. But yet we're still seeing a 10-bushel yield increase. So, I mean, obviously we need a lot more acres, more plot work to substantiate that. But that's a pretty good return on investment. You know, we're looking at lower-priced corn, looks like. So it's not a type of thing you can do 1 year and expect immediate results. And one of the things, just observation, but the poorer the soil, soils that are low in organic matter, got compaction problems, have issues, we'll get a quicker response out of them than our good, dark, black prairie soils.
So how is Towery suggesting farmers start making sure their soils work for them? He says to start by optimizing the capture of sunlight and photosynthesis activity on that ground through cover crops.
try to have something growing every day possible. It depends on how many acres you're farming, and it becomes a little bit more of an issue on rented ground than on land that you own. And you need to figure out what you can successfully manage, both in the fall and in the spring. But it's not like, I mean, we got guys doing up to 10,000 acres cover crops. Now, they've got, you know, quite a few hired folks can help them both in the fall and the spring. It's like anything new. Start out small, gain experience, talk to other people who are successful. Don't expect it to hit a home run every time. Learn. Go to conferences, field days, talk to successful farmers, other folks that are very knowledgeable. Basically, it's doing your homework, and you're stacking the deck to be successful.
Again, that was Dan Towery, president of Ag Conservation Solutions and guest speaker at last night's Soil and Water Conservation District annual meeting. Coming up at the end of the month is the Midwest Truckers Association Convention and Truck and Trailer Show. The festivities start January 31st at the Civic Center in Peoria. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about the upcoming event.
Yeah, we have the Midwest Truckers Convention and the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show. Starts 2 weeks from Friday, January 31st, at the Peoria Civic Center in Peoria and at the Pierre Marquette Hotel. The event actually starts the day before on the 30th, but the real meat and potatoes, meaning the truck show, truck and trailer show, are all day Thursday and all day Friday. Things are going great. I mean, we still have a couple of small booth space left, but the big displays are all booked. Lots of equipment coming in. I mean, we've, you know, trucks, trailers, different types of equipment, supplies. And this isn't just for the trucking industry. This is for anyone who owns and operates a truck. I mean, there's dump trucks there. There's, you know, semis. There's utility trucks. There's parts and supplies for utility trucks and for the business that operates trucks in their operation. So, in other words, you know, if you've got a construction company, you've got, you know, your ready-mix plant, garbage truck, what have you, if you operate those kind of trucks, then this is the show really for you. I mean, it draws, last year we drew people from 21 states and Illinois, so 22 states altogether, from all across the Midwest and Canada. We usually get 6,000 to 7,000 people come through there over a two-day period. You can spend a whole day and then some in there. And there's a lot of, you name it, you know, what you need for your business, you can find it there. Plus, we have Government Row. Government Row is neat because there you can talk to the people from Secretary of State, State Police, IDOT, the federal offices, Department of Revenue. If you got a tax issue, you talk to one guy. You got a license issue, you talk to somebody else. They're all right there, more than happy to talk to you because that's why they're there, and they enjoy doing that. We also do at the same time, we have what's called the Trucker's Pride Truck Beauty Contest. Now, this is guys with and girls with show trucks and with work trucks. And we winnow them down. We get down to the top 30 trucks, and they're on display at the truck show. And then we have the people's choice. You guys, you know, people come, they vote for the trucks, and that's how we pick the winners. We have a juried contest that is done by a jury, but then we also have the popular contests. So it's fun. Some guys are very creative on what they do, but if you want to see some really, really good-looking trucks, got to do the Trucker's Pride Truck Beauty Contest.
And I hear that you're also doing a little derby.
It's called the Trucker's Pinewood Derby. We have a full, you know, regulation-sized Pinewood Derby track, and it's big kids and little kids. We tell them, you know, design the trucks the way you want them. Most of the people who do it make them a miniature version of their big truck. Saturday, we have the finals. Last year's winner was a 16-year-old girl. She called it My Little Pony, and it was a pink pony type of truck, and it won. And there's fun prizes, plus there's a donation to enter and everything like that, and the money goes to Boy Scouts of America and to Special Olympics. This year also, I think there's an effort for the Red Cross of the Greater Peoria Area to help out on the tornado victims up there in Washington, Illinois.
Well, great. Sounds like a great chance for people to get involved in helping with that. And other than the fun and games, it seems like this is a good place for people to get any questions answered. I see that you have a few breakout sessions on the schedule here.
Yeah, there's a lot of information on the convention side. The convention side, the lead-off is a general session on Friday morning is Ann Farrow, who is head of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. So if you've got an issue with a rule or a regulation, it's on her back. She's the one who heads the agency that that implements all of those rules and regulations. I'm sure we're going to be talking about driving time. So, I mean, I know that's going to be the big issue at that session. But again, we'll be talking probably about people asking issues about this medical merge issue. They'll be talking about when they're going to put these electronic recorders in trucks, different credentialing for entry-level drivers. I mean, there's just a whole ton of issues out there that we're dealing with. And this is a great opportunity for people, if they're interested, to really hear it straight from the official's mouth. That's where it's going to be at. It's going to be at that general session. But then all through the next 2 days, we do a lot of breakout sessions. We've got sessions on documentation and record keeping, if you're ever subject to an audit. Session on drug and alcohol testing regulations, if you do or don't know about them. Session on CDL program update that gets into all the issues with the commercial driver's license. One of the big issues we're dealing with right now is in regards to what we call rolling stocks, sales tax exemption. If a guy uses his truck, especially grain haulers, and they're using that truck to haul grain to the river terminal or to the rail terminal, the purchase of the truck and the parts should be exempt from sales tax when you buy the vehicle. But everybody's having real problems with the Illinois Department of Revenue right now on this issue. And this is more of a strategy session to find out who's having the problem. And then also a lot of involvement from the truck dealers at this session because of the fact that they're finding out that even though the rules haven't changed, the Department of Revenue seems to be changing the rules on a lot of people. And people who are buying this equipment are all of a sudden getting bills for $7,000 and $8,000 for back taxes. They need to fight it because they are exempt, and the law is very clear on that. And, I mean, I could go on and on and on about sessions. There's a lot out there. If they're interested in finding out what else is going on at the convention, they can go to our website, www.midwesttruckshow.com, and the schedule is posted there. Gives them the full details on what's going on, both days of the convention.
If you're interested in going to the Truck and Trailer Show, we are giving away free admission tickets. If you would like some, you can email me at Angela@WSMIRadio.com, and I will get you free admission tickets to the Truck and Trailer Show. That is January 31st and February 1st at the Peoria Civic Center. Again, that email address is Angela@WSMIRadio.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.